This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about how the U.S. military has purchased this massive internet monitoring tool that claims to cover over 90% of the world's internet traffic. But first, we're talking about this fee article that talks about things you can do to be a millionaire. What else do they have to suggest, people, Bonnie? Because so far, a lot of this is good advice, but it's not going to make any noticeable difference to anyone's lives.
This one is one that I can't say I agree with in my own life, and I was thinking about skipping it. It says, raise a big family.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we talked about this one in the last one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they're going to end. It sounds like a conservatarian piece, right?
It does.
Like,
it does.
Have a bunch of nice little white Christian kids running around. That'll make you feel like $1 million.
People on Twitter and stuff keep saying, like, women aren't fulfilled until they have kids. Why do I know so many women that have kids, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it doesn't matter how many, and they're just completely miserable and complain about it all the time? Like, if it just makes women fulfilled, it's the only thing women are born for.
Well, and that's the thing. It has nothing to do with the kids, right? It's like fulfillment and happiness, it can't be outsourced. So, yeah. And for some people, maybe they, you know, they love their children and they love having a big family and that works for them and that's cool. But I know a lot of people, probably the majority of people, who at least right now in their lives, they want zero kids and they are perfectly happy and content with their lives. And I'm sure if they had a kid or 10, they would be miserable because of it, and maybe they're just happier without kids. So I think both are weird, right? It's like, oh, the shaming of not having children is weird, and the shaming, it's just, let people do whatever they want. I think it's just such a personal thing that you can't really say, like, this is going to make everybody happy.
Exactly. That's how I feel, too. It's not like I think that no one is happy with a lot of kids. Like I was saying during the break, that my parents have 8 kids, and they are the type of people that really wanted kids and made them really happy. But it's just not everyone.
I think that people having kids because they're unfulfilled or because they're bored or whatever, that's terrible advice.
Yeah.
Like, if the reason you're having kids is because you don't feel whole as a human being.
Red flag.
Yeah. Get a dog first.
Right.
That's a good point.
I mean, you don't want to have a child just because you feel like you haven't accomplished anything with your life or you have no legacy or whatever.
Well, and I know a lot of, and I don't want to say a lot, but I know some women who it seemed like they either had a child with somebody to kind of try to, like, keep them in that relationship.
Oh, that's worse,
which
too.
Is terrible. Yeah. Or because they were like, they needed to fill that void. And surprise, you have a kid, the void's still there. It's not going to fix the mental issues you have.
What else do they have to offer, Bonnie?
Number 6, work at having a successful marriage.
I mean if
that's
you want to get
people
married,
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't want to get married, so why would I waste time working at a successful thing I don't want?
It should just say having a successful relationship, but even then, it's just like not everyone wants that either.
Well, and going back to like not being attached to things. I mean,
also
you should
really
be happy
point.
Alone, but also if you're going to be in a relationship, it should be one that's healthy and happy.
You know what I think is crazy? Like, I was always really boy crazy and, like, really thought, like, I had to have a boyfriend, and, like, that was just part of my, like, what made me happy. It was like, if I didn't have a boyfriend, I was like, how can I meet my next boyfriend? Like, that was, like, how I was. And after my last relationship that was just so crazy, I found myself, like, I sincerely don't want to date anyone until my life is, like, better. Like, I don't know, until I'm fixed in a couple ways. And for the first time, like, ever, I remember thinking, like, I guess I would be fine if I never met anyone else. Like, I just remember that thought. And I thought, maybe that means that I'll never date again, too, which is weird. But it was just, like, a messed up thought pattern. I was like, you know what? I'm happy right now, so I'll never date again. And then I meet the love of my life the next time I date someone.
That's often how it happens. I consider myself to have been single for like the last 7 or 8 years or whatever, but that's not entirely true. I've dated and stuff like that. And I've had girlfriends here and there, but like, I have not had a single girlfriend that I thought, yes, this is going to be the one that lasts. So in that sense, I've been single and I've come to terms with being single. I've rather enjoyed being single. So I have no rush or desire to jump into a relationship, and damn sure not a marriage that gets God or government involved in my relationships. Both God and government can stay out as far as I'm concerned.
And another thing I have to say about this is I think that people too often think, there's never going to be someone who's perfect for me. And I used to think that. I used to think like, oh, this person's like a complete idiot, but I like them in other ways, so it's fine, and I'll just live with having a complete idiot for a husband, and it'll be fine because I love them. And just all kinds of different things that I was like compromising on, and I just didn't know that there was someone like Ian out there for me who there is just absolutely nothing wrong with, and I like everything about him.
You should marry him. What's number 7?
Complain less. You know, that one's adding me.
We should just skip over that one.
It says, wealthy people are happier, while the poor are much more likely to be depressed. Part of the reason is that the rich can throw money at problems. I'm glad he was honest this time.
So, hold on. His solution to feel like a millionaire is to not think about the ways in which your life sucks.
I guess so. I mean, and I'm thinking of a lot of, like, wealthier people that I know, and they totally complain all the time.
Well, I do know a lot of people who aren't wealthy at all, but are just really happy because they're content with everything. Like,
yeah,
they just don't complain. I guess you can realize what you want and what you're lacking and what you want to work for without complaining about it.
Certainly.
I could probably work on that one.
Me too,
you know?
Me too.
Yeah.
So number 8? I think we're on number 8.
Yep. And learn to enjoy great art.
That's like kind of random. I don't know. That's just so random. I don't know.
Define art, right? Because I enjoy a good music concert. And
yeah, that's art.
I would call that art, and I enjoy it, and I've learned to take the time off to do that, and I enjoy taking time off every once in a while to watch a good movie or a bad movie as it happens. So I don't know what they mean, and I don't know, do they mean that I should learn to appreciate a Campbell's soup can hanging up in my living room? Boy, gosh darn, that's some fine art over there.
It's saying that the quality of the art, so I just kind of scanned through it, it's saying it's saying he's heard some people say that movies are boring to them because there's not enough action, and high time preference is the problem here. You are addicted to crave a rush of sugar and food, the cheap dopamine thrill of pornography, and the freight train of explosions in the latest Michael Bay Transformers movie. At Ian.
That's fair enough, right? I mean, people should have balance in their lives where, you know, they don't need constant action scenes. But even your Michael Bay movies that are just action, blow up, they're not just action, blow up, you know, monster stuff.
I think that there are some movies that are, and they're terrible. And Ian can sit there and watch them. And I don't understand it. That's why I never wanted to watch The Matrix, because that's what I thought it was. I thought it was like a businessman going around doing things movie. And once I actually watched it, and I like saw what substance is in it, I just freaking love The Matrix. It says, nurturing a taste in great art takes patience and time, but if you want to explore the highs and lows of the human condition and be inspired to be a deeper, more passionate soul, you must put in the time and work. It's kind of interesting.
That's for advice to number 9.
Keep a clean house. And that's something that doesn't cost money, but I would agree with this one.
Yeah, I agree with that one, too. And it kind of goes back to the, like, eating healthy and, you know, being, you know, grooming yourself. Yeah. And it all goes together. And I firmly believe that your environment is a reflection of how you are on the inside, right? So, like,
that's
people that are very depressed, typically their spaces are really messy. If your space is messy, you're going to be more anxious. I think that tends to be true.
I agree with that, all that.
So, number 10?
Don't stress about money. That's really just hard.
You know what? For a long period, I was kind of financially struggling, and I was so obsessed with, like, I'm broke. But once I let go of that, then money started flooding my way. So I think it's kind of like a law of attraction thing.
Okay, where the more you stress about money,
the less you're
going to
have. Yeah.
really good advice, a lot of this. Some of it hit or miss. Like, having kids seems like a really good way to ruin your life, but to each their own. 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about this massive U.S. dragnet on the Internet. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about how nurses can be sued for listening to doctors. But first, the U.S. military has developed a massive... They haven't even developed. I'm so used to the military developing these things that just naturally rolls off the tongue. But no, the U.S. military has purchased a mass monitoring tool that includes internet browsing and email data. It's the Augury platform, and it includes highly sensitive network data that Team Kenru, a private company, is selling to the military. It's
how can any company have access to all these things?
I don't know. And I thought HTTPS was supposed to have solved all of these things. That's where it's sort of like your web browser, it encrypts the data that you're sending from the end server to your computer and back, so that if anyone intercepts it, it's just garbage.
I wonder if this is some sort of like fear-mongering thing.
I don't know. It's coming from Vice.com, and they tend to know, and it was just released today. So I don't know. Let's get into the article to find out the meat of it, though. Multiple branches of the U.S. military have purchased access to a powerful internet monitoring tool that claims to cover over 90% of the world's internet traffic, and which in some cases provides access to people's email data, browsing history, and other sensitive information, such as internet cookies, according to contracting data and other documents reviewed by Motherboard. Motherboard is a company owned by Vice, I think. Additionally, Senator Ron Wyden says that a whistleblower has contacted his office concerning the alleged warrantless use and purchase of this data by NCIS, which is a civilian law enforcement agency that's part of the Navy, apparently.
What?
This all sounds shady as hell. So I've heard of NCIS before. I think they made a television show about
it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. That was just a cop division in one police department.
Evidently, they are a law enforcement agency, but they're part of the U.S. Navy for some reason. That's not alarming at all that the U.S. Navy has its own law enforcement agency. But
well, they have like MPs, right? Like military police on bases and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a civilian law enforcement agency, so they're enforcing civilian law. The senator learned of this after filing a complaint through the official reporting process. Oh, good for him. With the Department of Defense. The material reveals the sale and use of a previously little-known monitoring capability that is powered by data purchases from the private sector. Ah, that makes sense. That's how they're getting it. They're buying this data from Amazon and Facebook, and they're repackaging it and selling it
to
the military. The tool is called Augury. It's developed by cybersecurity firm Team Kenru and bundles a massive amount of data together and makes it available to government and corporate customers as a paid service.
How does the government even have the right to view these things?
Well, we gave Facebook and Vice and Google and all of these other companies, Amazon, access the right to view this stuff when we use their websites. So this other company just buys it from Facebook and Amazon. And the government comes along and says, hey, we want this stuff, and they just sell it to the government. So they just repackage the data that we're giving Amazon and Facebook. So that explains why it's not defeated by, you know, HTTPS and other forms of minor encryption like that. In the private industry, cybersecurity analysts use it for following hackers' activity or attributing cyber attacks. In the government world, analysts can do the same, but agencies that deal with criminal investigations have also purchased the capability. The military agencies did not describe their use cases for the tool. However, the sale of the tool still highlights how Team Kenru obtains this controversial data and then sells it as a business, something that has alarmed multiple sources in the cybersecurity industry. And indeed, there's no way to fix this. And this isn't like, you know, you can just clear your internet cookies or whatever. This is our browsing habits are what the military is being sold. And sure, the military could buy this stuff directly from Amazon. There may not be some sort of check and balance preventing the military from doing that. I don't know. But if Amazon sells it to some other company and that company then sells it to the government, checks and balances don't matter nearly as much in that case. This network data includes stuff from over 550 collection points worldwide. It includes collection points, and I don't know, it doesn't look like it's going to tell us what it means by collection points, but I assume it's going to be companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google. These are collection points. is updated with at least 100 billion new records every single day, says a description of the Augury platform. It adds that Augury provides access to petabytes of current and historical data. And I think a petabyte or petabyte is 1,024 terabytes.
Is that with a T or a D?
A P.
No, P-E-T or P-E-D?
Oh, P-E-T, petabytes. Motherboard has found that the U.S. Navy, Army, Cyber Command, and the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency have collectively paid at least $3.5 million to access Augury. This allows the military to track internet usage using an incredible amount of sensitive information. Motherboard has extensively covered how U.S. agencies gain access to data. I wonder if this means they've actually supported the pardons of Julian Assange or the release of Julian Assange. If they're, you know, out there doing
right?
all this stuff.
And that's Edward a great Snowden. Question.
I tend to think that Motherboard probably has not supported the release of
Probably not.
I feel like that'd be big news. You'd hear about it more.
Motherboard has extensively covered how U.S. agencies gain access to data that in some cases would require a warrant or other legal mechanism by simply purchasing data that is available commercially from private companies, which makes sense. That's where they're getting to. The government can either give Facebook a warrant for your data, or some other company can say, hey, Facebook, I want to buy this person's user data. And Facebook says, okay, well, you paid us some money, so you can have it. The only check and balance here is that now the government has to pay money for it, but when the government limitlessly prints the amount of the money that it uses to pay for stuff, that's not a check and balance at all. So Team Kimmeroo says on its website that its solution provides access to a supermajority of all activity on the Internet. Augury is the visibility into 93% of Internet traffic. That's a strong boast. So with this one tool, the U.S. military and all of these law enforcement agencies could, in theory, have access to 93% of all Internet traffic.
Well, and when you think about it, even if they connect with, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and Google, I mean, just Google alone, people use Gmail, they use Google Docs. Google, you can do pretty much anything within Google, and I'm sure most people are using that as a search engine and all of the other things. So I'm not really surprised, even if they just got together with Google. I mean, that is a lot of information.
I think the search engine component of Google is still the biggest because that's how people find stuff on the Internet. That's how people find everything on the Internet is by searching for it on Google. And Google records all of your data. You're probably logged in anyway, so they just tie your information to your account. So they know what you're searching for, and they know which links you clicked on after you searched for it, and they're making a log of that.
That's why I don't use Google. StartPage.
I like StartPage as well because it uses Google in a way where you don't actually have to give Google any information. It uses Google for you. It does all of the dirty work, and that's really cool. There's also things like DuckDuckGo and things like that.
I use the browser.
Brave is also good. There is more coming up here, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, 603-283-6160, it's free talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply lower after the Fed Reserve announced it would hike interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. Chairman Jerome Powell saying there are more likely more sizable rate hikes to come to fight rising inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 522 points to close at 3183. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss, speaking on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, says she wants to work more closely with the United States on energy and economic security.
Also, I'm reaching out to fellow democracies around the world to make sure that democracies prevail and we protect the freedom and future of our citizens.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane was sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160. And you can also join us over on our chat server. You can find that at chat.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to our decentralized matrix server. We used to have a Discord server, and we were at the mercy of, you know, Discord, which doesn't necessarily like the sorts of people that we're inclined to allow, right? We're not inclined to inhibit anyone's free speech, and you know, we had a toxic user room there that was for people who were toxic, as you might imagine, but even that wasn't enough to please the Discord overlords, and they ultimately nuked our server, and we said, that's okay, we'll make our own server, and that's what we did. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com. It is not a Discord server. It is a Matrix server, which means no one can shut it down. No one can tell us what we can and can't say there or what we can and can't allow there. So check that out at chat.freetalklive.com. It's really simple to join, and it does have some encryption to it, so check it out. It's really cool. That's chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Clamoring on the line from here in New Hampshire. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
What's your name, my name? I wanted to talk about CPS, or in New Hampshire, DCYF is the organization.
So CPS is Child Protective Services. What is DCYF?
Oh, I'd have to look it up. It's like the Department of Children, Youth, and Families or something.
Yeah,
like
I think that's what it is.
Okay. But it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it's basically the same organization. It's just, it's by state. So not until not too long ago, I was a foster parent. And a little background, I had a professional history of working with DCYF in New Hampshire, and I worked as an advocate in what they call a child advocacy center, and otherwise known as a CAC. So the purpose of a CAC is to streamline a victim's process. So when a child is abused, they usually have to tell their story, which of course can be extremely difficult, especially depending on the age and the degree of the abuse, to some adult, and that adult reports it. And then the child has to tell it again to, like, the cops. And then they have to tell it again to social workers. And then they have to tell it again to CPS, DCYF.
Yeah, all of that sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, basically the child has to relive the trauma over and over again.
And the point of the Child Advocacy Center, the CAC, is so that the child only has to say it once.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. It's a controlled environment, and, you know, the interview is recorded on video, and everybody, all of the interested parties, the cops and CPS and everybody else, are in this, like, control room, like an operation center. And they're, like, they're not in the room with the child. So the interview is recorded, and the interviewer is trained in what they call forensic interviewing techniques. And that basically means they don't ask leading questions so that that interview could potentially be court admissible.
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to my personal experience as a foster parent, I was accused by my last foster teen for doing something wrong. Mind you, although this allegation is, of course, completely false, that doesn't even really matter. There were no criminal charges or any evidence whatsoever, but DCYF still has to do this investigation.
I guess that's good, and that, you know, it means they're not leaving anything uninvestigated, because we hear countless stories of, you know, foster kids or whatever being placed into homes where they're abused, and then ultimately one of them ends up dead or whatever. So, I mean, it's not like that's a good solution, but it's also not the worst solution.
It's just interesting to me because I know so many kids that were in foster care, and they were trying, like, calling out for help, like, help, my foster parents are abusing me, and those kids were unfortunately stuck in that situation for a very long time. But then we have this situation where it was a false allegation, and it just doesn't seem like they act across the board.
It probably varies by state and by agency as well.
And that could be it.
So what? Tell us more about this, Clemmer.
So, they requested to interview me, and I declined. I had a lawyer present who was like, don't answer their questions. There are no criminal allegations. So this is kind of
that's generally good advice. You know, these are ultimately cops that you're dealing with, and in general, it's a bad idea to talk to cops.
Absolutely. And also, there's just, it's this weird line between, I'm not actually being charged with anything, but I'm being accused of something. And that has other real-world implications because, you know, I have my own daughter. So now, you know, they went away when I refused to answer their questions, but now they're coming back to me saying, well, now we want to interview your daughter.
And it's just messed up because of the informal way that they're doing this. It's like your rights are being removed with no due process at all. Like, I don't know, they get to just investigate things just based on a claim, which they couldn't do outside of the family court system.
I also think it's inappropriate to pull aside a small, young child and try to interrogate her, basically. I think that's very inappropriate.
And that's essentially what they want to do with your daughter, right? Is they want to interrogate her?
Yeah, one-on-one. You know, and it's nerve-wracking, to say the least. But I guess, like, the point of my whole call is just, like, if any of your callers are thinking about fostering kids, don't. You just have to be really, really careful. And
it's sad. Yeah, it's sad that you have to give that out as good advice because the system is so broken that it seems to look for a way to target foster parents when there are so many kids who need them.
Absolutely, and that's why I went into it. Like, I went into it with completely good intentions, and like, I am not one of these people who is like trying to adopt a baby or anything, which is a whole other thing. Don't even get me started on that. But I was like, okay, if I can just provide a safe space for a child in need for a short time while their family gets whatever they need to do together to meet the state requirements, then I can be a safe space for a little while, no problem. But that just has not been my experience.
You can keep going.
It's just, in my opinion, the whole foster system is thinly veiled child trafficking.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard about it. And, I hate to hear this happening to you as a liberty activist here in New Hampshire. So other than not fostering, is there any advice you can give people to avoid these sorts of situations? I mean, you're not being charged criminally, and I'm curious about that. What sort of investigation they're even doing here if it's not criminal?
As far as I understand, the DCYF system is not under the same laws.
Like, the people that work there, Jay Noom told me a lot of stuff about it.
After him as well, because for some nonsense.
Yeah, he told me that they don't have to take any sort of oath that any, government employee has to take. So, and there's just no way to hold them accountable. There's no mechanism in place to hold any of these people accountable. If they lie, if they do anything wrong, that you can't, they won't be held accountable. They have, like, full immunity.
I mean, that's generally true of cops, right? I mean, they can lie to you, and they're not going to get in trouble for it. Prosecutors can lie to you. They're not going to get in trouble for it. The system is designed in such a way to allow the, quote, enforcers of the law to violate the law in pursuit of finding violators of it.
Another horrible thing about DCYF is they have no sort of insurance or anything like that. So when something happens, like a kid gets placed somewhere and then they end up getting murdered and they get sued, that comes directly out of the taxpayers' pocket. And DCYF costs us millions of dollars a year in lawsuits.
So don't have foster kids. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Clamoring. It's sad that has to be your advice because the government is looking for ways to screw over foster parents. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki, and you are invited to control the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you. You can weigh in on DCYF, Child Protective Services. Maybe you've had an experience with these clowns at some point in your life. 603-283-6160. And as we've been alluding to, nurses can now be sued for listening to doctors, which, I'm not a medical expert, but it seems to me, just based on how I've gone to doctors and dealt with nurses and stuff in the past, a nurse kind of is supposed to listen to the doctor, as I understood it.
So basically what nurses are doing, especially LPNs or RNs, so not like a nurse practitioner, kind of has a little bit more autonomy in their practice. In some states, they can practice without a doctor, without working under a doctor's license.
And that's a nurse practitioner? Because yeah. I know there's several, as you point out, there's several different types of nurses.
Yes, and a nurse practitioner, is essentially a higher level of nurse. So they have a master's degree or a doctorate. And, they just had more education, whereas RNs or LPNs have anywhere from 1 year to 4 years of training. So essentially, if you're a nurse working in a doctor's office, a hospital, a clinic, wherever, really what you're doing is carrying out doctor's orders. So when you administer medications or do any sorts of procedures or assessment, that you can't do anything without first getting an order from a doctor. So nurses aren't, they have to use their better judgment and they have to conduct their own assessments, but they can't really do anything without the initial doctor's order.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So ultimately, the doctor is the one who makes the call about what is and isn't done for a patient.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, but that... And that's going to create problems for nurses going forward if this article or if this law that we're talking about comes to pass.
So essentially what's going on here is this is a North Carolina, and I think it was already, I think it's already gone through, but nurses in North Carolina can now be sued for following doctor's orders when they cause harm to the patient. On Friday, August 19th.
So even if the doctors, I want to be sure I understand this.
Yeah.
So if the doctor says, hey, do X, and the nurse does X, and the patient does harm, the nurse can now be sued and not the doctor?
I'm assuming both of them would be sued, hopefully, because it was the doctor's order. As a nurse, if I was getting an order from a doctor to administer a medication or do a procedure that I didn't feel comfortable with, if I felt that it was going to cause harm to a patient, I would call the doctor up and say, I'm not doing this. And I know a lot of nurses feel that way.
Can nurses, like, currently get in trouble for that?
Not really, and it depends on the doctor. Like, the doctor might try to give you some crap for it. Some doctors might yell at you. I've seen doctors be very demeaning to nurses. I've seen them be very rude. But I also know a lot of doctors who value nurses' opinions. I mean, we're right there with the patient. Bedside nurses spend so much more time with patients than doctors, where a doctor might come in and do a 15 to 30 minute assessment. Nurses are constantly there. So a lot of doctors do value nurses' opinions because they are right there. You know, they have eyes on the patient where a doctor doesn't.
Would you say most doctors are that way?
It's hard to say because I only have so much experience, but I would tend to say yes.
Now, do doctors, are they, it seems like they could avoid this sort of situation by just sort of asking the nurses for their general input on things.
And typically they do. So kind of how it works is nurses will call doctors to tell them their assessment or give them updates on patients. And, you know, it's different in every form of healthcare setting. So it's going to be different in a hospital than a clinic. But typically, you know, there are standing orders that doctors have already given, so nurses can kind of just come on shift and already have orders in place. But if a patient gets admitted or if their status changes, they would already be calling the doctor. And essentially how it goes is, hey, this is how the patient's doing. This is what we're already doing for them. This is my recommendation as the nurse. Sometimes doctors will be like, yep, cool, let's do it. Or sometimes doctors would be like, well, I disagree with you, and this is what I'd like to do instead. And then at that point, if the nurse feels uncomfortable with those orders, they would either tell the doctor that, or they would go to the person above the doctor. Where it gets a little muddy is if it's, like, night shift and...
Who's the person above the doctor?
It depends on the setting. So okay. Either the doctor's supervisor or, like, the...
And they're doctors too, right?
Typically they would be doctors as well. So there would be like a hospitalist or, you know, like whoever is in charge, like oversees all of the doctors.
Okay.
And then
so
at that
this
point,
could get murky, especially on night shift where there's presumably no one else to oversee the doctor.
I mean, I'm sure they could call somebody. Like, I've never really been in this situation before personally. But, yeah, there's no administration there. There's not really any management there, so it would be hard to get in contact with somebody. But I'm sure most nurses, if they felt really uncomfortable with something, like this is going to kill somebody, they just wouldn't do it. Even if the doctor was very insistent on them doing it, they just wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Some
and
nurses might not care.
The next day, presumably?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is all of this changing in North Carolina? Because it sounds like that's not a good system. I would rather doctors spend more time with their patients directly, and that's what I get with the doctor that I visit here in, you know, New Hampshire, here in Keene. But that's not the medical industry model.
Well, and it's different with, like, your primary care. So if you're going into a doctor's office, you're going to probably spend more time with the doctor than the nurse, because the nurse is kind of just either maybe administering an injection or doing vital signs in an initial assessment. But the doctors that you're seeing at your doctor's office or your primary care, they're going to spend a little bit more time with individuals.
Which is sad because it's still not a whole lot of time.
It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, at the most. After you spend an hour and a half waiting in the lobby, then they take you to a different room for you to wait for another half hour to an hour.
Yeah.
And then finally you see the doctor and they're with you for 10, 15 minutes.
Exactly.
If you're lucky.
And in a hospital setting, there's just so many more patients at once that, and I don't know what the laws are, like how many patients a doctor can legally oversee at once. I don't know if there is a limit, but
it seems like there would be. If there's a limit to the number of cases that attorneys can have, it seems like there would be a limit to the number of cases a doctor can have.
I'm sure there is. I'm just not,
right,
you know, familiar with a specific number or law, but
It would stand to reason that there is such a limit. So tell us about this North Carolina law.
Sure. So this passed August 19th of 2020. A narrowly split North Carolina Supreme Court struck down a 90-year-old precedent that protected nurses from liability. The opinion of the three justices in favor of overturning the ruling stated that because nursing had evolved, the decision was necessary. So the two dissenting justices countered that holding nurses accountable for physicians' decisions would create liability without causation. How the latest ruling would affect future cases is unclear. The full legal briefing can be found, what it links to another website. This post explains why the judges made the determination, what the ruling means for nurses, and how nurses can protect themselves. So here are some of the facts from the case. On October 11th of 2010, a 3-year-old girl was admitted to Carolina's medical center facility for a scheduled procedure.
Okay.
Her anesthesia team administered a medication via mask. Shortly after induction, the little girl went into a sudden cardiac arrest.
So they gave her anesthesia, and yeah, she went into cardiac arrest. Okay, that's not good.
I'm just not really sure what this has to do with nurses, because anesthesiologists are doctors.
Nurses ever do that, or like
if you're a CNRNA, which is again a nurse that either has a master's degree or a doctorate in nursing, so they're kind of on the same level as a nurse practitioner, except CRNAs only do anesthesia, so they can kind of do most of what an anesthesiologist does.
So what else happened with this case? So the girl went into cardiac arrest, and what happened? Does it say?
So after 13 minutes, the doctor revived the child with CPR and resuscitation drugs. In the end, the little girl suffered from permanent anoxic brain damage, cerebral palsy, and profound developmental delay. And her mother sued the hospital, the doctor, and the CRNA.
So it was a CRNA. Okay.
Yeah.
Good call. 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about how this story wraps up and what happened to this little girl and who got sued and who should be liable for this, because sounds like a fault of many different people. 603-283-6160.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.